So it's better for us not to leave while we have the to remove the Agadot while we are eating.
Yeah, we'll take off the Agadot off the table. Okay. Gentlemen, now we'll quickly review the halachot. Rachta, we wash our hands. There's a custom that we wash other people's hands as a sign of free men. We have our hands washed by someone else. Some people, only the head of the table does that, and everyone else goes to the sink to wash. That helps save time. Now, we know that the order of things for tonight is going. We do Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, we just did, Rochtza, we'll wash our hands, and then we have Motzi, and we have Matzah. Motzi is, we will take the three matzahs. Coming back to your question, Raphael, why do we have three matzahs? Because we have the broken matzah to represent the Lechem Oni, the poor man's bread. Aside from that, like every Yom Tov, we need Lechem Mishnah, we need two whole pieces of bread. So that's why we have three matzahs. The broken one represents the Lechem Oni, and the two whole ones are the motzi that we make our motzi on. So when we make the motzi, like every Yom Tov, in commemoration of the man that we had a double portion of, we have two whole matzahs. That's the two whole matzahs aside from the broken matzah. We make the blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, over the matzahs. Then, before we eat the matzah, being that eating the matzah is a biblical mitzvah on this night, so we have to make a blessing on the mitzvah. Now, technically, we're uncertain over which piece we should make this blessing, because remember we said matzah classically is broken matzah. So which matzah am I going to eat to fulfill my obligation? Do I use the whole matzah, which I made our motzi on, or do I use the broken matzah? So what we do is, we drop the bottom matzah, we hold these two, the top whole matzah, and then the half broken matzah, and we make a blessing, al achilas matzah, over the mitzvah, asher kedushon b'msosa v'tzivanu, Hashem who sanctified us with His mitzvahs and commanded us to eat matzah, and we will eat the matzah after this. Now, when we make this blessing over the mitzvah of eating matzah, we should have in mind that this blessing is over the mitzvah of eating matzah. Which matzah do we have a mitzvah to eat? So we have a mitzvah to eat the first matzah, which we're going to eat now in the meal. We have a mitzvah to eat the korech sandwich. In a minute, we're going to eat matzah, then maror, then a sandwich of matzah and maror. And we have a mitzvah to eat the afikoman at the very end of the meal. So our blessing goes on all three, technically. Well, our main focus is the matzah we're eating now. But really, it encompasses the other two as well. Give me one second. Yes, you guys could read the rest of what it says there. Yes, sir. I'm with you. Ariel, I'm happy to see you. You should know. All week long, I was asking people if they saw you and how you're doing. Yeah, so no one told me they saw you. Yes, sir.
How do you make a sandwich with hard, brittle matzah?
I'll show you in a minute.
When I used to do this, I didn't figure it out. And then I switched to the soft one, and it was really easy.
Yeah. Eating soft matzah is for sure easier. It's a pleasure. Right? You don't feel like a poor man. You don't feel nothing, right?
Well, I don't feel like I have any stakeholders.
Okay, good for you. Okay. Okay. Now, this matzah that we're eating now is the matzah of the mitzvah, the matzah we're going to eat now at the Seder. And that matzah has to be shmura matzah, as we discussed in our matzah baking class. It has to be matzah that was watched for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah, from the time of harvesting ideally, and if not from the time it was ground into flour. So the matzah is shmura matzah. Now we have the mitzvah to eat shmura matzah. So, being that our blessing of al achilas matzah is supposed to encompass the korech sandwich, ideally we don't talk now. From the time we will make the blessing Hamotzi and al achilas matzah till after we finish the korech sandwich. So the order of things is, the head of the house makes a motzi on behalf of everyone. He drops the bottom whole matzah. Now he's made his motzi on two whole matzahs. Next, he's going to make the blessing al achilas matzah, which we're uncertain which of the two it goes on, the whole top matzah or the broken middle matzah. His blessing of al achilas matzah for himself you guys will make your alachilas matzah on the matzah you'll be eating. And you also have in mind it'll go on the sandwich and the afikoman. After you finish eating a kezayis while leaning to your left, you go on to the maror. You make a blessing al achilas maror, make a blessing over the mitzvah of eating maror, and you eat a kezayis of maror. But again, you have in mind that you're not only making the blessing on the maror which you eat alone, but also on the maror which you'll eat in the sandwich. Before you eat the maror, we always dip the maror in the charoses, and that softens its bitterness. You guys could read the rest of the comments in the sheet as to what size kezayis. We go with the smaller kezayis. And the maror, obviously we don't recline when we eat the maror, because the maror commemorates our servitude. And then after we've eaten the matzah alone and the maror alone, we make the sandwich. And again, we dip the sandwich in the charoses. And after we finish the sandwich, then we say, this is the way Hillel used to eat his Pesach offering in a sandwich. And then we could talk while we eat the meal, the Shulchan Orech. That's in a nutshell the meal. At the end of the meal, we do tzofun, we take out the apikomen, and eat a kezayis while reclining. And that commemorates the Pesach offering that was eaten at the end of the meal. And ideally, we should eat the apikomen before midnight. Yes, sir.
In order to say
al nektil sedayim.
No,
yeah, you'll eat a kibetza. Don't worry. Between the kezayis you have for amotzi, and the kezayis you have in the sandwich, and the kezayis you have in the afikoman, you're eating plenty of kibetza.
But is it all this? It has to be the same time span.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Well, let's check that.
Yeah, let's consider this too.
What?
This actually came up one time. I'm actually curious the answer.
So remind me at the end of class. I hope we'll all have enough koch to look it up. So now we wash and we'll make a practice run on everything. Again, we make the amotzi. Tonight we won't be able to make an alachilas matzah. There's no mitzvah. So we'll eat right after the amotzi and you'll lean. And then we'll make believe we haven't eaten anything yet. And we'll make the alachilas matzah. A fake alachilas matzah. And then we won't talk. Maybe I will. And we'll do the maror and we'll dip it in the charoses, and then we'll do the maror in a sandwich, and then we'll have our wonderful meal with the steak. We don't have roasted steak on this night. People shouldn't get confused. This isn't a Pesach offering, but Yehuda told me he's got steak ready for us, and potatoes and all kinds of yummy food.